I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Atlanta police are searching for a man who allegedly sexually assaulted a woman while impersonating a law enforcement officer. According to police, the woman says she was stopped by a man in a dark sedan with a blue light bar on the roof on Friday. She says he approached her car and sexually assaulted her. Police say the incident is similar to another in neighboring Cobb County the same day. The attacker is described as white, slender, athletically built, wearing a dark jacket and a star-shaped badge. The city of Atlanta will soon be searching for a new chief operating officer. Current COO Dan Gordon announced last week that he's stepping down after 3 years on the job. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, Gordon played a key role in Atlanta's recent annexation of the Emory University campus. He also helped secure the long-term renewal of Delta Airlines' lease at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. On Friday, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms thanked Gordon for his contributions to the city. An announcement of his successor is expected this week. A bill pending in the state Senate would help victims of domestic violence escape from abusive homes. HB 834 would allow people affected by family violence to break their leases without an early termination penalty if a judge issues a protective order. Representative Scott Holcomb says the bill would address a major problem.
All too often, victims of domestic violence are asked, "Why didn't you leave?" And often it is because they cannot afford to. So this bill makes it possible for them to leave.
HB 384 passed the House unanimously on February 28th. And some good news out of Gwinnett County. A girl who had been reported missing has been found safe. Police say 13-year-old Simone Gonzalez attended her classes at Moore Middle School on Friday but didn't return home. According to CBS 46, police found her at an Asian restaurant on Lawrenceville-Suwannee Road after receiving a tip. Gwinnett County investigators say they do not believe the girl's disappearance was against her will. And former President Jimmy Carter is supporting President Trump's decision to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. According to the AJC, Carter spoke about the move during his Sunday school class in Plains, Georgia yesterday. He said while he didn't agree with everything Trump has done so far, avoiding nuclear conflict with North Korea would be a significant achievement. And Atlanta's soccer team is celebrating its first win of the season after defeating D.C. United 3-1 yesterday in the home opener. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Three South American stars led the way for Atlanta United. Joseph Martinez knocked in the first goal of the new season for Atlanta. Miguel Almiron and Tito Villalba each scored later in the contest. Over 72,000 fans turned out for the match, breaking the single-game MLS attendance record Atlanta set last year. But goalkeeper Brad Guzan says another record isn't surprising.
It's almost disappointing if we're not breaking records on a weekly basis. So a big shout out to everyone that was at the game today and a big thank you.
United will host its next home game on Saturday against the Vancouver Whitecaps. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
And for more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.